With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. The South Dakota legislature is considering applying the death penalty only when public safety officials are murder victims. A state senator and retired judge says the death penalty does not deter criminals from committing murder, and he says capital punishment serves only as revenge in a violent society. But prosecutors testify that victims deserve justice. Victoria Wicks reports on Senate Bill 98 for SDPB.
As prime sponsor of the bill, Senator Art Rush testifies before the Senate Judiciary Committee.
You know, as far as I can tell, I'm the first legislator in the history of South Dakota who has personally sentenced a man to death.
The retired judge tells about his experience presiding over the second trial of Donald Mueller, who kidnapped, raped, and murdered 9-year-old Becky O'Connell in 1990.
It had a horrible effect on the jurors. I had one juror who had a nervous breakdown during the trial.
He says that testimony was also hard on courtroom personnel who staffed the trial. Senator Rush says his experience and studies indicate the death penalty does not act as a deterrent.
The only way that punishment is a deterrent is if the punishment is quick and certain.
Donald Mueller was executed in October 2012, about 22 years after he committed murder. Rush says, as a former prosecutor, he recognizes the value of the death penalty in plea negotiations.
If you plead guilty to this, we'll take the death penalty off the table. If you don't plead guilty, we're going to try to kill you.
But he says too often people who can't afford lawyers will take a plea to avoid death even if they didn't commit the crime. Prosecutors disagree.
Death penalty murderers who are eligible for the death penalty get the best lawyers in our state. Two at taxpayer expense.
In his role as Lawrence County State's Attorney, John Fitzgerald prosecuted three defendants for killing Chester Pogue in 1992. Fitzgerald says the death penalty results in better legal representation.
When they are executed, they've actually been given super due process, much more consideration than they ever gave to their innocent victims when they chose to murder them.
The Senate Judiciary Committee voted in favor of the bill 5-1, with one excused. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.
Senate Bill 98 now goes to the full Senate, and if it passes there, moves to the House. House lawmakers are considering two bills that focus on the voting process. One bill would require county auditors and all election workers to count ballots until the count is completed. Representative Drew Dennert is the prime sponsor of the bill. He says the proposal maintains electoral integrity.
The main issue brought to light by the 2020 election is that we have left any room for any person to have even a shred of doubt about the reliability of our electoral process.
No one testified against the measure. Another bill prohibits the Secretary of State from mailing absentee ballot applications unless the voter requests it. Secretary of State Steve Barnett opposes the proposal. He says the bill limits the state's response to situations like the coronavirus pandemic. The state sent absentee ballot applications to all registered South Dakota voters last year.
As you are all well aware, many circumstances led to this decision, including the potential shortage of election workers and polling locations, not to mention public health risks.
Both House bills passed out of committee. They now move to the House floor. State House lawmakers are passing two bills that allow South Dakotans to order out-of-state cigars and test out hobby craft brewed beer at a local competition. The idea for each of these bills were brought to lawmakers' attention by people in their district. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Just ask and maybe you shall receive. At least that's the case with two bills passed by one chamber of the state legislature. Republican Representative Tim Reed of Brookings says a constituent came to him about being able to order cigars from out of state.
They can't necessarily get the cigars that they want in South Dakota, so they'd like to order them in. And we're only one of two states that don't allow cigars to actually be shipped from outside the state into the state.
Reed says taxes on those cigars will remain the same as taxes bought from a local store. Reed also says in-state cigar shops will be able to sell across and out of state if the bill becomes law. Another constituent bill, brought by Republican Kirk Chafee, allows home brewers to bring their beer to events like tasting competitions. Chafee says this bill affects home brewers who are limited to brewing 200 gallons a year. He likens it to a chili cook-off.
You know, it's brewed at their home for personal family use. It's just that they can now take it outside their home and just and do a little tasting, sampling testing on it. And, you know, they might grow into be one of the big guys or something like that. But this is kind of a, I want to say, hobby-centric type bill. And it's a fun bill. And anything to get people interested in the sport, sort of say.
Both bills passed overwhelmingly in the House and now head to the state Senate. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
Legislative coverage is brought to you by the South Dakota Bar Foundation, SDN Communications, Missouri River Energy Services, Touchmark Retirement Communities, the Boyce Law Firm, and the Friends of SDPB.
A South Dakota judge has tossed out a voter-approved constitutional amendment legalizing recreational marijuana. Voters approved the amendment in November despite opposition from Governor Kristi Noem. Noem's administration supported a legal challenge from two law enforcement officers who argued that the amendment was technically flawed. Marijuana supporters argued the lawsuit was an effort to overturn the will of the people. Lawyers expect an appeal to the state Supreme Court. Possession of small amounts of marijuana had been set to become legal on July 1st. President Biden has revoked a permit for the Keystone XL crude oil pipeline, but some people along the pipeline route want to revive it. That sentiment is common in Philip. Congressman Dusty Johnson gathered about 20 local residents on Monday for a roundtable discussion. SDPB's Seth Tupper was there.
Jeff Berkland is CEO of West Central Electric. He says the cooperative stood to make $90 million in revenue providing electricity for pump stations during the first 8 years of the pipeline's operation. Berkland says his rural cooperative has a tough time keeping up its infrastructure. He says almost three-fourths of the cooperative's power poles date to the 1950s.
We are fighting, scraping to get by, and basically every time we have a rate increase, we're getting more money out of the same people. We have no growth.
Some local businesses already invested money in equipment or facilities, anticipating a boost from pipeline construction. Rita O'Connell of O'Connell Construction says her company invested $100,000 to produce base course materials for the pipeline.
It was such a shock to hear that this had been just wiped out. It won't kill us financially, but as everyone else said here, this community just really backed up. Everybody got together and really backed this.
Congressman Johnson is co-sponsoring legislation to approve the pipeline project without a presidential permit.
You shouldn't be able to undo this kind of investment with a stroke of one pen. But I think a lot of folks in Democrats in Congress are going to be loath to go against their new president. I think we all understand that, but the merits of this issue should outweigh the political considerations.
The pipeline would pass through western South Dakota on a 1,200-mile route from Canada to Nebraska. Opponents fear it could leak and also deepen America's dependence on fossil fuels. No opponent spoke at the Philip Roundtable. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.